from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The random question I have for you today is related to tonight. Golden, I told you, if you're going to be at the K, let us know. We had the bet with Vinny Pasquantino last year on the Jets game. He owes Crown Club seats as a result of that. And a couple of weeks ago, or about a month ago, he sent him over for the game tonight. So the question I have for you is, what is the free thing you have gotten that you got the most use out of in your life?
Wow.
913-586-7965. I'll give you my answer while you think about it. There is a dresser in my daughter's closet that was given to me by my cousin's neighbor when I was picking up some free stuff from him the first time my wife and I moved into a place together. My cousin's got a little money, had some free stuff laying around. We're like, okay. His neighbor then was like, well, do you need a dresser while you're grabbing this stuff? We're like, I mean, I guess. We got that the first year my wife and I moved into a place. We have been living with each other for 15 years, and that chest has been in four different rooms, belonged to different people, currently sits in my daughter's closet as like a way to keep clothes in there. I can't. For free? I can't imagine there's something in my life that I've gotten more use out of than 15 years worth of this dresser. Never painted it. Never changed the hardware. It's just sat in a closet to hold stuff this entire time.
That's a good answer.
Everything's free to drink and eat tonight, as you know.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to think. It's not furniture. Why? I've moved enough that I've gotten rid of stuff. Like, it's definitely not furniture for me. I don't know if this counts, but right now, like, it's something I use every single day. So that's going to put in.
Okay.
I don't know if you count this. So when I was in Houston, I've told the story. I don't need to rehash it. I got robbed at gunpoint. My laptop was stolen. I had someone that was with the company at the time. They bought me a brand new laptop. Just so happens to be the same laptop
How
I'm still
you
using
had it now?
Since 2018, the MacBook Air.
Okay.
It was
Six
brand
years?
New at the time. So that might be my answer. It was free. I mean, I had just
free
gotten
you.
It free to me, at least.
You had to get robbed to get it.
There was a price.
Came at a different price.
But I mean, in terms of what did I get the most use of, I mean, I use this thing every single day.
Somebody says probably baby clothes over on Twitch. Said family just had totes of those. Just pass them all around back and forth. I've definitely gotten some free kids' toys that had, like, a good run. I didn't tell my kids, because they don't want me, like, donating their stuff. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah,
we cleaned out
a couple boxes
room.
Of stuff, huh?
My daughter, for, like, a birthday, my brother gave her all these old, like, Batman toys. Little Bendy Batman toys, little houses and vehicles. It belonged to his kid, who is now 22 and in college, when his kid was, like, 2. So these things have made it 20 years in the Taft family, and I just took them to the thrift store this weekend. I was like, it's over. They got, and we only got 8 years worth of use out of him, and it felt like a lot. He got another 12 before that. So, I mean, that's probably up there too. Kid stuff always plays.
Yeah.
Because once your kid decides they like it, you know, it can have a hell of a run.
There's one article of clothing I still wear. It's not this, actually. It's my jacket from cross country in high school. Still fits me.
You still fit into your cross country jacket from high school?
I still weigh 145 pounds.
Okay. All right.
I'm still fit into it. I got a long sleeve shirt at a basketball camp when I was in middle school. So this is probably 12 years ago.
Still rocking a middle school shirt?
And I cut it into a tank top that I wear around the house all the time. Still, I wore it this weekend. It is still there.
Jesus
so much
nuts.
So.
What?
So much so there's like a little. There's starting to.
Let it go, man.
Dude, if it's ripping or it's stained, get rid of it.
It's starting to die where the threading is coming apart
it's
a little
time.
Bit on the neckline.
It's time to get rid of that thing.
Jake over on Twitch says, my golf clubs got built for me when I was 12. I still use them now that I'm 33. Did you have to get different, like, shafts or something?
Yeah.
How are you still using the same golf clubs for 20 years? Hasn't golf club technology changed a lot in 20 years?
Yeah,
shouldn't Jake be getting some new clubs?
Yeah.
Someone says, my mom got us a toilet when we bought our house. I guess that's gotten plenty of use.
There you go. That is true. Someone else said...
You know, his free stuff's always the best. Someone says their car was free. They've been driving it since 2017. Someone says, my son bought me a Google Home speaker in 2017. I went blind. I got that speaker every day. Wow. That's how I listen to you guys.
Wow. Nice.
I like the ones that have really lasted a long time. Someone said they graduated high school in 1991. Their dorm fridge at Project Grad is now their garage as a beer fridge. 33 years as their dorm room fridge, now garage fridge. That's how much energy is that thing cost to run? Damn.
That thing's going to last forever, though. Literally, I mean,
lifetime.
Like dryers, refrigerators, washers from like the 80s, those things will last you forever. The ones now, you don't get many years out of those. Someone else did say that the random question of the day has transformed, though, to just finding out what else Drew needs to get rid of.
There's a lot of stuff that I hold on to stuff.
It's
mainly clothes.
If you've been remotely thinking about getting rid of it, you probably need to get rid of it.
So my wife and
clothes, shoes, those sort of stuff.
We were just clearing out like the utility room, right? It'd been a while, probably since we moved in, we hadn't like done the good culling through, and we have different approaches to it. So we have to like come up with some standards. Be like, well, I'd like some of these things for this purpose, and I've liked to employ a 5-year rule. Like you say you want it, you say you got a plan for it, but if in 5 years this thing is still sitting here, you got to let me do it. Because my problem is, I don't even go through like we went and donated a bunch of stuff, but like some of it, I'd be like, what is this thing? Just put it in the
Just
throw it in the garbage. I'm not that sentimental to these things. So I am willing to just like throw them in a garbage can, never to be seen again. And I think she wants to like think about if there's any like sentimental reason to keep it. I'm like, man, we got to just get rid of this stuff. I'm not that sentimental. That's just sitting in a tub down here in the basement. Felt good though. Garage looking.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I mean, I had some older T-shirts or whatever that were just didn't fit anymore. I hadn't worn in years, and so I just got a trash bag and threw them over to Goodwill or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. Someone says my 80-year-old mom still wears a sweatshirt I bought her for her 50th birthday.
Somebody said they have a pair of boots at 16. They're 63, and they still have them. That's almost 50 years.
Did you go to a cobbler?
When's the last time you went hiking? They got a pair of hiking boots at 16. They still have them in their 60. I said, have you ever, when's the last time you hiked? That's what I want to know.
Get looked at by a cobbler every time?
This person and I believe are in the same boat. He said from the 816, I'm 39 today and I still wear my college baseball t-shirt from 21 years ago. Huh. Yeah, my wife has told me.
But that's their college baseball shirt that they probably played college ball. Sure, that's a little more sentimental than random than junior high track and, cross country.
Oh, you know, this is
what? Yeah, I noticed that. Like, I can
see. Jacket?
What's the back of it say?
It's a logo that says Lawrence Central. That's where I went to high school, XC. It's not our school logo.
You're still wearing it.
Yeah, man, I still got that.
This is why Drew's getting carded. We're in high school jackets out. No wonder they think
we were at our fantasy football draft, and Drew was the only person in the group that got carded, which, as you said, at some point will be a very good thing.
I think it's fine now.
Yeah. Keep wearing the high school gear, Cody's saying, then they'll really card you.
I guess so, yeah. I'll have to make sure that it sticks around for a little bit.
Impressive, man.
It's always closed, though. I think in terms of, like, things that you wear out, I mean, as well as a dresser. I mean, in your case, that also makes sense, Cody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.